Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You love when something, breaks, question mark? That gives you a little bit of something to talk about.
As in news?
Let's give them something to talk about.
It all right, is news. I'm keeping my laptop closed. I'm keeping my computer closed.
This per DJ Bieniemy. Are you familiar with this gentleman?
I am very familiar. I respect his work.
He covers the Houston Texans for ESPN. Mm-hmm. I will read it verbatim. Some good news for the Texans. CJ Stroud is likely to be back at practice today, per sources. Now, he continues to say, doesn't mean he'll clear the concussion protocol by Thursday, but a good sign that at the very least, he'll be back against the Colts next week.
I wouldn't write off Thursday.
Really? I am in the place where I'm
leaning he's not playing.
Don't you need two practices?
You need two practices. So do they count a walkthrough tomorrow?
Well,
you know, or would they have to have some special?
They would have. And the Texans have the ability to have like a particular, you know, workout for him that would count for protocol purposes. I just don't know if they want to.
Right. I think a lot will depend on what he looks like and does today.
If he's practicing.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I with the abundance of caution that this team seems to take with return to football, I think that this is just like, all right, cool. We're starting to get him down that place. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're gonna rush it. I think they're just like, cool, if he can get back, the sooner he can get back. Once you get through Thursday, the sooner he can get back to preparing for the Colts game. Because it is worth noting, as much as I am pretty cavalier about the idea of once he's ready to go, just throw him back out there, I think that they are very much like, hey, he has not done anything football-wise, talk less football activities. He not watching no tape. He's not doing none of that in the midst of him trying to become asymptomatic and exit the concussion protocol. So allowing him to get back into all of the flow of all of those things and prepare himself to play NFL level football, I feel like that's probably more for the Colts game, week 13.
I don't think seeing how he does today is rushing anything. If, you know, if he's cleared it enough to get out there today, I don't think that's rushing it. I think it's like, let's see what it looks like, and let's not rush it. You know, let's not be hasty.
I know what you mean. Yeah. But my point being like, hey, well, in order to make this happen, we're going to have to work them out tomorrow. I don't think that they're going to go out of their way to do that.
What I'm saying, though, is if they see something that's not being hasty about it, they see something today where, like, all right, he may well have been in meetings. You know, I don't know how it would play out in terms of where he is on the protocol. So he may have a good grasp of what they're doing. I would suspect that he does. And I'm not trying to be cavalier either, but I'm saying, getting him out there, seeing what he looks like, presuming this report is accurate, and we'll find out here in just a little bit.
Well, I don't think DJ is lying in this instance. I just wonder.
I'm saying something might happen. Where he's not.
I think we're largely commenting on the way that the Texans try and operate for the protocol, And I'm still leaning on what Nick Caserio said to the Payne and Pendergast mm-hmm. earlier today, where it's just like, you know, once he's clear the protocol, once he's all good, then we'll make a decision. It just felt like, yeah, we're not even really having those conversations until we know for sure that he's clear
right.
and that he's healthy, and then we'll go. Which, again, falls in line with any other injury thing that they're dealing with that would be in their purview. They very much go, let's make sure he's 100% healthy first, then we make some decisions.
Yeah.
And that feels like that would not necessarily work with the Thursday timeline. However, just generally, a good thing to see him getting back to practice, as DJ Bieniemy is reporting right now. So that is a cool thing that is popping. Another thing that's cool thing that's popping.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shout out to a man whose name I will admit I forgot, but I really shouldn't, and I probably won't be able to forget going forward. He is a freshman guard for the Houston Cougars. His name is Kingston Flemings, and he was named the Big 12 Player and Newcomer of the Week.
I should hope so.
Not just the newcomer. So he was not just the newcomer of the week. He was also the Player of the Week mm-hmm. after, I mean, they had a fantastic win against Auburn, but he's the leading scorer on this mm-hmm. team. He's handling the ball a good amount. Like, he's an initiator. And that's a lot for a freshman to come in and be a focal piece of a team with legitimate expectation mm-hmm. and not just focal piece scoring where it's like, just go get your buckets. It's also being cognizant of what the offense is, and he's handling it flawlessly.
He's absolutely terrific. And by the way, huge win over Auburn, as you just mentioned, and they drop back. They drop back to number 2.
Yeah, I don't understand.
How did that happen?
Because remember, they jumped to number 1
yeah.
at no cause to Purdue. With, yeah. Like, they Purdue yeah. had won as well.
All of a sudden, somebody changed their mind. You know yeah. what?
Houston gets a big victory against Auburn. They're like, you know what? Let's flip-flop it. You know what? Maybe they're doing a bit. And I appreciate yeah. if it's a solid bit that they're just like, this doesn't matter right now. We'll put you both at 1-2. It don't matter.
Yeah.
It sounds good. But no, shout-out to the University of Houston Cougars. Like, again, I you know, got to give the young man his credit, Sanak as well, the mm-hmm. other freshman that's playing big minutes and really getting boards, getting points for them as well. But it keeps coming back to Kelvin Sampson, the way that he runs this program. It is masterful if you're able to bring in 2 freshmen, have them be integral to what you're doing and not lose a step.
And you're not a chump team. You know, it's not like it's a middle-of-the-pack Big 12 team that some freshman comes in that's a stud and all of a sudden he's putting up big numbers. No, you are a number 1 or number 2 team in the country, a contender for the national championship, and he's doing that. That's huge.
100%. All right.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Right, that's right. While you're wearing your Sam Houston hat, that's hilarious to me.
Hey, no, that was Bajani that said that.
Oh, that's true. That is true. You want to throw a Go Cougs in there?
Well, I can just do this.
So that's a note from Colin Neal. All right, we get you some other things that's popping. James Franklin has a new job. It only took a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He got up there on College Game Day, said, I thought we was going to win a national championship at Penn State, so we'll just have to win the next place. And apparently it's Blacksburg, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
where he will be the head coach at Virginia Tech. He gets a nice deal there to go and be at Virginia Tech. And also, he works out at simultaneously a payment settlement for Penn State. So he was originally owed $49 million. that'll be knocked down to just a paltry $9 million for Penn State. So it works out well for everybody. How you like it?
He gets a little $9 million in hand and then only, the big contract.
Only a little.
Only a little.
Paltry, I said. Paltry.
Yeah, but that's is that a good hire? I was going to talk about this when we get to CF Boat at 1240.
Dude.
Is it a good hire?
For Virginia Tech, I think so. His issue, his issues don't go away.
Yeah.
The thing about it is you look at the ACC and you go, where are the big teams that he will falter to? And maybe you go, if Florida State gets their act together, which I don't know you, John Lopez, how you feel about Florida State getting their act together. Miami, okay, that might be one that you end up with. Do you still consider Clemson a big dog? I don't know. We'll see how they are able to rebound from what has been a pretty disastrous season under Dabo, if we're going to be entirely honest. SMU is one of those teams that could be frustrating. But like those are the teams that feel more akin to like Iowa's of the Big Ten as opposed to like Michigan, Ohio State's of the Big Ten, which were consistently his issue. Now, how does that – is he going to recruit in the same way that he could at Penn State, right? He's always been known as a recruiter, even dating back to his time in the state of Tennessee. So I feel like he probably has – he probably could get some good talent there, but also I just – I look at Virginia Tech and I've the factors that typically make a college football team good, which to be fair, changing, right? There's an investment there. I think they allotted a $299 million investment after Pry gets fired there to try and bring in serious head coaching. So maybe with that money, he can pull a roster together and be able to go and attack the ACC. I think his issues that he's had don't go away, but you have an opportunity to really elevate Virginia Tech from where they had been.
I think I won't even, dilly-dally, as some people say.
Oh, okay. Sorry for dilly-dallying.
No, I'm saying I'm not even going to couch it. I'm not going to qualify it or anything. It's a great hire. It's a great hire. Because you have to ask yourself, not Virginia Tech has to ask itself, not what do we want to be, but what are we? And
that is a hard question for college football programs.
But they have to look in the mirror and ask a tough question. What are we? And what they are is a program that can elevate itself immensely with someone like James Franklin. Not can we win a national championship in 2 years? You have to take that off the table. There was a time when Virginia Tech might be in those conversations, here and there. But what are we? We're not what we thought, what we once were. I think it's a great hire.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah. By the way, I actually have a little bit of news myself that just came in on my inbox.
Okay.
I'm a Lombardi Award voter. And so I just got notice of the four finalists for the Lombardi Award here in the greater Houston area. Let me put it this way. They're not going to have a problem selling tickets this year. They will not have a problem selling tickets this year.
Okay, who are we buying tickets to go see, John Lopez?
The four finalists. Caden Proctor. Are you familiar with the tackle that carries the ball?
What you mean, am I familiar?
From Alabama.
I've been out here advocating for more of his, and the way that they're going, you wouldn't have lost that football game against Oklahoma if you had some Caden Proctor touches.
So Caden Proctor is a finalist. Jacob Rodriguez, Texas Tech University.
Who they're openly, we'll talk more about a college football.
They're really trying.
They are openly campaigning for him as a candidate.
David Bailey from Texas Tech University.
Okay.
And Cassius Howell from Texas A&M University. I'm expecting a sellout with two Texas Tech dudes, the A&M dude, and Caden Proctor.
Yeah, man.
Those are the finalists for the Lombardi Award. That's a good group.
That is a good group. And, yeah. I mean, those are the guys that have been absolutely tearing it up, so it makes sense. I do love that somebody put Caden Proctor in here because that's my type of person. whoever's on the committee and whoever originally nominated, I think we should put Caden Proctor in here. Me and you, we'll be friends.
Well, future Houston Texans.
I voted on the original list and the semifinalist and the finalist, and Caden Proctor was on my list every time. Every time.
I was expecting John to let Reggie down there.
No, he was on my ballot.
The setup felt like he was going to hit me with the. Yeah,
I'm not above just totally pandering to the guy that can carry the ball.
It's like a little build up, and then I got to bring you back down there.
Right.
And oh, by the way, he's really good as a tackle. Right. He's really good.
You know what? We could talk about some of these other things at a later time or maybe not at all. I do want to mention this because, us uniquely Houston love this city and also love us some Andre Johnson. And I don't know about you, but I also quite enjoy Crown Royal. All these things coming together in a unique way because apparently tomorrow there is a purple bag food drive with, again, Andre Johnson, Crown Royal, and the Houston Food Bank, as you might know.
That's one of your man, projects. Love, yeah.
This week is my calls, my cleats. I will be wearing Houston Food Bank kicks because I'm definitely all in on supporting the food bank, as there's been, you know, obviously budget cuts and people out here really needing money, especially with the government having been shut down for a period of time. And so the food bank is really, you know, trying to get people to, you know, support in various different ways. And one of those is packing meals. So tomorrow, Andre Johnson, along with the Crown Royal folks, are going to be at the Houston Food Bank helping pack meals. Go to Andre Johnson's Instagram account, ajohnson1500, and you can go ahead and sign up RSVP to get out there and help the Houston Food Bank and help Andre Johnson, man. Like, if Andre don't ask for much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Hall of Famer and a man who has served the city, right? So show up for Andre, show up for the Texans, show up for the city of Houston, if you could please. All right, there you go. That's what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And I see you talking about these quarterbacks don't take contact in practice, so a walkthrough. Kasari was talking about that this morning with the fellas with Payne and Pendergast, and he was talking about there's drills you can do in order to do that. So we'll see if they ultimately do that, but it starts with seeing if C.J. Stroud makes an appearance today at practice, as DJ Bieniemy has reported that it seems like a source has indicated. So we'll see what that looks like. But mentioning Nick Caserio, who was on with Payne and Pendergast, I want to talk more about some of the things, because we talked about some of the insight that he gave us. There were some things that he said that I kind of wanted to quibble with here, John Lopez. Okay. Nick Caserio, including, why the hell did it take so long to get to Jarrett Patterson on the field? We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.